Chapter 6, The Yoga of Meditation. The Holy Lord said, "He who performs bound in duty without desiring action's fruit, he is a renouncer yogi, not he without fire or action. Know that to be karma yoga, which also is called renouncement, none becomes a karma yogi without renouncing inner deeds. Desiring to attain yoga, the wise use action as the means. For him who has attained yoga, tranquility becomes the means. When he is attached neither to the sense objects nor to actions, and has renounced all purposing, he's said to have attained yoga. He should lift himself by the self. He should never degrade himself. The self is indeed the self's friend and the self's only enemy. For him who has conquered himself by the self is a friend. But for him who has not conquered himself, the self remains a foe. The highest self of him who has conquered himself and is peaceful is steadfast in cold heat, pleasure, pain, and honor and dishonor. The yogi who is content in knowledge and discrimination, with senses conquered unto him, earth, stone, and gold are all the same. He attains eminence who looks the same on well-wishers, friends, foes, neutral to enemies and kin, the righteous and the unrighteous. Constantly concentrating on the self, the yogi should remain alone with thought and self-controlled, without desires or possessions. Establishing for himself in a clean place, not too high or low, covered with a cloth and with an antelope skin and kusha grass. With mind one-pointed, thought controlled, senses subdued, let him sit there on that seat and practice yoga for his self-purification. Holding his body, head and neck, erect, motionless and steady, looking toward the tip of his nose steadfastly, not looking around. With mind quieted, fear banished, firm in the brahmachari's vow, with mind controlled, thoughts fixed on me, he should sit devoted to me. Always disciplining himself, the yogi whose mind is subdued goes to nirvana, supreme peace, and attains to union with me.